Auntie Toothache by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. Where did we get this story? Would you like to know? We got it from the basket that the waste paper is thrown into. Many a good and rare book has been taken to the delicatessen store and the grocer's not to be read, but to be used as wrapping paper for starch and coffee, beans, for salted herring, butter and cheese. Used writing paper has also been found suitable. Frequently one throws into the waste paper basket what ought not to go there. I know a grocer's assistant, the son of a delicatessen store owner. He's worked his way up from serving in the cellar to serving in the front shop. He's a well-read person, his reading consisting of the printed and written matter to be found on the paper used for wrapping. He has an interesting collection, consisting of several important official documents from the waste paper baskets of busy and absent-minded officials, a few confidential letters from one lady friend to another, reports of scandal which were to go no further, not to be mentioned by a soul. He is a living salvage institution for more than a little of our literature, and his collection covers a wide field. He has the run of his parents' shop and that of his present master, and has there saved many a book, or leaves a book, well worth reading twice. He has shown me his collection of printed and written matter from the waste paper basket, the most valued items of which have come from the delicatessen store. A couple of leaves from a large composition book lay among the collection. The unusually clear and neat handwriting attracted my attention at once. "This was written by the student," he said, "the student who lived opposite here and died about a month ago. He suffered terribly from toothache, as one can see. It is quite amusing to read. This is only a small part of what he wrote. There was a whole book and more besides. My parents gave the student's landlady half a pound of green soap for it. This is what I've been able to save of it. I borrowed it, I read it, and now I tell it." The title was Auntie Toothache, Chapter 1. Auntie gave me sweets when I was little. My teeth could stand it then. It didn't hurt them. Now I'm older, I'm a student, and still she goes on spoiling me with sweets. She says I'm a poet. I have something of the poet in me, but not enough. Often when I go walking along the city streets, it seems to me as if I am walking in a big library. The houses are the bookshelves, and every floor is a shelf with books.